Experts on Call continues on 580 CFRA, and our guest is Sean Rankin. He's the air quality guy from Indoor Air Quality Ottawa, and we're talking about the air that we breathe. Thank you, Hollies, for that. And we're also talking about how you can make your home fresher, not necessarily springtime fresh in a can, because springtime fresh doesn't come in a can. We were talking about that during the break, Sean, and that's a pretty funny statement. I love it, though.
Well, I use that statement quite often because people tend to go to the store and buy chemicals to mask odors that they've determined are present in either their home or their office. And I oftentimes you'll hear me say, springtime fresh doesn't come in a can, because if you're buying a chemical and introducing it back into your environment, you've just spent money to contaminate your environment further. Mm. Albeit that odor may smell springtime fresh, really what is it? It's formaldehyde and chemical-based. Less is more. Mm-hmm. Dilution is the solution. Keep those windows and ventilation devices open. Try and decrease the amount of exposure you have to any type of chemical.
Now, we touched on it earlier, and I was going to mention it later into the show, but I think it's probably apropos to mention it now. It's volatile organic compounds, VOCs. That's a term we hear a lot of lately. My background with VOCs primarily deals with things like paint. House paint, for example. The more VOCs in a paint, the better it sticks to the wall. But guess what? It's not so good for the environment. And certainly a lower VOC count in things like paint ultimately translates into better air quality in that particular room.
Well, it's funny you mentioned paint, because paint has been a culprit for many, many years. Many years ago, I remember reading an article about our paint is full of lead and it sticks to the wall. And we now realize that lead affects our nervous system.
It sticks to us.
It sticks to you. So you certainly don't want to have leaded paint in your home. And if you do, you want to address that problem carefully. But VOCs are typically things we either introduce to our home through construction or through cleaning and maintenance. So off-gassing furnaces or that new car smell, heat will accelerate that off-gassing condition. If you park your car in a parking lot in a sunny day, you walk in, even a year later, you say, oh, there's that new car smell. So decreasing your exposure to these type of chemicals is the best and first solution for everybody. You do that by purchasing low VOC paints.
Okay.
Now, the newest low VOC paint on the market is milk paint. Milk paint, yes.
Really?
It's paint. Yes, it is. And I don't know how. I haven't done my homework on that particular product yet, but there are many low VOC paints and products out there now, and it's simply a matter of doing your research before you purchase.
Now, what about longevity? A paint with a lower VOC, will it remain on the wall, in plate, or wherever it's going as long as the normal paint?
Well, most lead and lead-based paints now have been phased out completely. So you're looking at acrylic latex and low VOC paints to begin with.
Right.
So it's now based on the application. The application instructions are important. The prep for new construction is important.
Right.
New construction, however, is not only VOCs. New construction typically involves a lot of RSPs, the respirable suspended fine dust particles that are always in the air.
Okay.
So you may buy a new home, and for the first year, you find yourself dusting continuously.
Okay.
Well, once again, a good quality furnace filter with a low MERV rating, minimum efficiency reporting value. This is the size of the hole in the filter media device that catches those small particles. So running your furnace in the on position using a good quality furnace filter, burping the house, so to speak, that is to say opening all the doors and windows as often as possible. Or maybe your house is equipped with an HRV, a heat recovery ventilator. These are wonderful ventilation devices, if they've been installed correctly, to keep that dilution happening.
Okay. Now, just getting back to VOCs in paint for a second, is odor the culprit? I mean, people won't relate to an odor, because if you just paint a room, you can smell the paint usually for a few days. But it's more than just the odor of the paint, I suspect.
Well, volatile organic compounds, the main culprit is formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is an agent that was used for bonding these types of materials. But you'll find formaldehyde in most glues, plywood flooring materials, kitchens, medium density fiber boards, these types of things will have some form of formaldehyde. In the last 10 years, the government has taken great steps in reducing the exposure and the amount of formaldehyde used in these products. Oh. Sealing the ends of exposed plywood, exposed material, is a great way to reduce the amount of exposure.
Oh.
Isolate. CMHC has four wonderful words for improving air quality: isolating, separating, ventilating, and filtering. So if you can isolate and identify that source and get it out of your environment, it's ideal. If you can't do that, isolation, separating means encapsulating or covering up that exposed piece of lumber that is exposing the off-gassing. Isolation, separation, ventilation is dilution, opening those windows and doors, getting that air exchanged. And at the end, filtering, using your filter media devices to reduce the particle counts.
Now, if someone is doing a home rental project, and maybe not necessarily a, you know, an all-around handyman, but handy enough to do some of the work, are there some things that a homeowner should, you know, be on the lookout for, or if he or she are, you know, doing their own renovation work?
That's what is what is something I see very common is something had to happen to precipitate an air quality concern. You may have moisture migrating into your basement, which may precipitate an amplification of fungal ecology. Or you may start a construction project that you dislodged an aerosolized asbestos that you weren't aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But something had to have happened to that environment to change its function. Because a home works as a system. So installing a new ventilation fan in the kitchen, a shiny new range hood, may all of a sudden be powerful enough to start sucking combustion spillage down that hot water tank flue. So this is how all things are interrelated. An indoor air quality consultant is an independent consultant who's in your home to improve your air quality, not sell you duct cleaning, not sell you mold remediation. An indoor air quality consultant is only that, a person who is in your home to recommend ways to improve the health, safety, and comfort of your home or office.
It's like an independent consultant who's not really tied into any affiliation or any private company or entity.
Yeah, a person who's giving you advice in your home should not be there to sell secondary services.
In your experience, I know you've got a long and storied background, what are some of the complex air quality issues you've had to deal with over the years? Maybe a particular case that you recall as being, wow, that was quite a job or quite a situation or quite an issue.
Well, I've seen, I've been circumpolar investigations in Nunavut for 8 years. I have seen animal renderings in sanitary systems and enormous asbestos or mold or lead projects.
Wow.
I have seen fires, floods, you name it. Every week, grow op operations are something we see regularly here in Ottawa with amplification of fungal, sewage backups, hydrocarbon spills, oil spills inside buildings. So it keeps you on your toes, and you certainly have to do your research to keep up on new trends in the technology for air quality improvement.
Now, services for the resident, residential services. There's a whole shopping list of some of the things that you folks look at when you go into a home to check things out. Perhaps you can talk about some of those things.
Well, a residential air quality investigation is that you're custom designing an investigation to suit that person's home.
Okay.
So that person called you for a reason. Maybe they're renovating. Maybe there's an odor in their home they can't identify. So you have to go in and educate that person on building science.
Okay.
This is what we've identified we found in your basement. It may be a fungal odor. This is how it came to be. This is how you remedy it. And then you move on to chemical off-gas.
Okay.
A two-hour typical investigation covers the full gamut of air quality investigations, not just one item.
We're going to continue our conversation with residential services and then talk about some of the services available for commercial entities when we come back on Experts on Call on 580 CFRA. And our guest this hour from Indoor Air Quality Ottawa is the air quality guy, Sean Rankin. I'm Dave Watts. We'll be right back.